know, my mother told me my mouth would get me in really big trouble. Well, boy, was she right. I'm Steve Guerin. God bless America. This is the Steve Guerin Show for Wednesday, February the 12th, 2020. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez not going to have an easy time getting a second term, it seems. She's getting primaried. No cakewalk here, that's for sure. Number two, the Department of Justice has taken the unusual step of pulling back from its recommendation of a lengthy prison term for former Trump associate Roger Stone. What prompted this? We'll dig a little bit deeper. And number one, New Hampshire, able to get votes counted. What a surprise. What a concept. And do it in a timely fashion. Here's the order of finish in New Hampshire. For the Democrats running for president, Bernie Sanders comes out number one. Bernie Sanders, feel the burn. In fact, Bernie Sanders and his extreme views are now mainstream for the Democrat Party. Number two, Mayor Pete. Number three, Amy Klobuchar, putting on a good performance and keeping herself alive in this race. Number four, Elizabeth Warren. Her deal is over, and Joe Biden floundering. Joe Biden, say it ain't Joe. Yeah, it's over, Joe, and I can tell you that this is the way it's going to be. Joe Biden, a spectacular implosion. But what we get out of all of this is the dream date. Because also out there in the ether, and not on this ballot in New Hampshire, is Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg lurking in the ether. Here he comes. It's Michael Bloomberg. Already spent $350 million in his effort to become president. I can't turn on my computer without seeing an ad pop up for Michael Bloomberg here in Michigan. Every place you go, Michael Bloomberg ads. Michael Bloomberg. That's great, Mike. I don't like Mike. And with the recent blowups of his comments about stop and frisk, it's only going to get worse. In fact, something has come up that might be even worse than what we've heard thus far. I'll share that with you in a moment. But first, let's talk about Andrea Mitchell. Bite number five. Andrea Mitchell talking about the spectacular disintegration of the Joe Biden campaign. Strident anti-Trumper Andrea Mitchell, she's ready to call it done for Joe Biden. Bite number five. Go.
The fact is, they're beginning to have that feeling of a loser. And when you saw that Quinnipiac poll, which showed that he has lost 22 points in African-American support, he had talked about South Carolina as being his firewall. That is no longer the case. Mike Bloomberg has moved into position. And having lost so much of the African-American support, Joe Biden is almost on fumes, really. Well, this is a real problem for their campaign.
I was going to say, they say they're going to Super Tuesday, win, lose, or draw.
Yeah, they're going to Super Tuesday, win, lose, or draw. Let me tell you something. I just read a bit of an article breaking news from Nevada. One of the big unions there, the Kitchen Workers Union, the work at the casinos there, voicing their concern and telling their members not to vote for Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, because if you do, they will take away the health care plan that we, the union, bargained for you. Very predictable. You can't take away people's health care and say, hey, we've got something for you. Don't worry about it. We know the union made this deal and put it all together. We don't care. We're going to take it away from you anyway. Well, the problem with that is the unions notice this sort of thing, and they notice in this case. So Nevada up next, I think, on the 22nd of the month, and then comes South Carolina on the 29th. So two big events coming, and it'll be about 10 days before we get back to the polling. Of course, Nevada is a caucus. And the same company involved with the caucusing in Iowa is involved with Nevada. We'll see if they can get their act together by the time they get there. Now, I mentioned to you that Bernie is now mainstream, and he is. Bernie is now mainstream. In fact, on CNN, they're talking about the fact that his ideas that are radical, that are extreme, that are, well, they're the ideas of a kook, frankly. They are mainstream now because Bernie Sanders has pulled this party so far to the left, it's not even really recognizable. It's bite number six from CNN talking about Bernie becoming mainstream. Bite six, go.
Bernie Sanders, in many ways, has been pulling the Democratic Party with him to the left. I guess that's the other way, to the left. And Medicare for All, Green New Deal, increase in the minimum wage, all of these proposals that he's been pushing for years are now basically in the Democratic mainstream, more or less. Now we have the voters coming with him, Iowa and New Hampshire.
Now you have the voters coming with him in Iowa and New Hampshire, and what's next for Bernie Sanders? Well, we don't expect him to do nearly as well in Nevada and South Carolina. And then, of course, comes Super Tuesday, where Mayor Bloomberg lays in wait. But again, make no mistake at all, this is Bernie's dream date. Mike Bloomberg is Bernie Sanders' dream date. So here's what's going to happen for the next 3 or 4 months, all the way to July in the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Bernie Sanders is going to pummel the 78-year-old billionaire. Bernie Sanders is going to pummel the 78-year-old billionaire white guy, because you've got the billionaires versus the anti-billionaires. You've got the guy that's been really successful in America and the guy that demonizes success in America. That's the playing field. This is Bernie's dream date. He's been fixing for this fight and preparing for this fight his entire life. This is his entire life's work to be summed up. Going to be another debate, too, and I can't wait till Michael Bloomberg is out on the debate stage. You know, Michael Bloomberg hasn't been vetted at all. He hasn't gone through any of the debates. He hasn't stood toe-to-toe with any of his competitors. He hasn't been in the ring. He's been a guy on the outside spending money to say, hey, vote for Mike. I like Mike. He's got pictures, and he looks nice, and I can do better than Trump. Well, nobody really knows that if you don't get vetted, sir. So Bloomberg is coming. And then think about this, just for the sake of argument. Bernie Sanders is 78 years old. Michael Bloomberg is 78 years old. For the sake of argument, let's say one of these guys wins the election in November. By the time they come up for election again, they'll be 82. And by the time they would leave office, they would be 86. So make no mistake, either one of these guys is a one-term president at best. That's why you see the advance now of Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete's 38 years old. Yeah, he's 40 years younger than either one of these candidates. I don't consider Mayor Pete to be a serious candidate, but I could be proven wrong. I suppose if things are really desperate in the Democrat Party, they could put forth a 38-year-old former mayor of a small Midwestern city who's done nothing else of importance in his life, and whose military career is now being completely pulled apart. Apparently, he went through direct commission. He never went through boot camp. He never went through firearms training. He never did any of that. He had a direct commission. It's a way to sneak your way into the military directly. And then he had a desk job in Afghanistan for a few weeks, and then he left. He was never in combat that I'm aware of. If I'm wrong, please correct me, but I've looked, I've scoured, I've research, it's not there. So Mayor Pete's next, which brings us to Amy Klobuchar, who might end up being your nominee. New dark horse contender today is Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota. Does she have what it takes to pull it off and be the standard bearer for the Democrats? She's more mainstream than anybody else in the race. Although she has endorsed the idea of free health care for illegals and the Green New Deal, pretty extreme positions, but compared to some other places, not as bad. Quick break, 14 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Griffin Show. We will continue.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.